Agenda-setting conversations of the day.
Well, it's very interesting to look at data around smoking and the use of tobacco and see if there are differences between genders. And it now does appear that women do face some risks from smoking that men do not. It also appears that this is becoming perhaps a bigger health issue for women. Dr. Catherine Egbert is the specialist scientist at the South African Medical Research Council who's been looking at this. Dr. Egbert, good morning and thank you for your time.
Good morning, Stephen.
Is there a difference in the way that smoking affects men and women? I would have thought the lungs are the same, but I imagine it's a bit more complicated than that.
Yeah, definitely more complicated than that. Of course, the lungs are the same, but we know that women suffer more from, or more women suffer from lung cancer than men. Also, we know of the issue of breast cancer. We know that more women suffer from breast cancer than men. And of course, because more women are exposed to secondhand smoke, because more women, less women smoke, but more of them suffer from lung cancer and breast cancer and cervical cancer, which we know that affect predominantly women.
So it's because of breast cancer that it affects women more. Because I mean, how does tobacco use get linked to breast cancer?
Oh, exposure to secondhand smoke has been linked to breast cancer. And it's not just breast cancer, because I mentioned about three, because even lung cancer, more women suffer from lung cancer than men in terms of the proportion, men to women proportion. And that's also a problem. And, of course, cervical cancer predominantly affects women. So these are just three of the many cancers that tobacco smoking or exposure to secondhand smoke causes.
Has there been a change in the way that women smoke? I mean, there was a suggestion at one point, I mean, it may go back generations, that men smoke more than women. Has that changed?
It hasn't changed much, but what we've seen, especially with the Global Adult Tobacco Survey that South Africa just conducted, of which I'm the lead investigator, is that we're having a higher percentage of women smoking compared to previously. Of course, this is the very first GATS we are doing, but we have been conducting other national household surveys like the South African Demographic and Health Survey, the South African Social Attitude Survey, and the proportion of women smoking compared to men, what we found in the GATS is that it has increased. And also, I must mention that another very interesting thing that we found with the GATS is that among women who use tobacco or nicotine products, more women use smokeless tobacco products. So we have a very high percentage of women compared to men using smokeless tobacco products. Men is just 1.1%, but women 7.2%, and that is huge. Another interesting thing we found was that while more men smoke cigarettes, more women were found to be addicted, to be more addicted to nicotine than men. We use what we call the time to first cigarette criterion, where you ask respondents to tell us how often they wake up in the morning and reach for a cigarette. So how quickly do they reach for a cigarette when they wake up? So anyone who reaches for a cigarette within 5 minutes of waking up surely has an addiction to nicotine, because during your sleep, you're not smoking. So when you wake up, the nicotine in your blood system or your system has went off, and so you reach to refill. And so that is what we use to is one of the criteria that we use to diagnose if someone has nicotine addiction. And we found that more women tend to be addicted to nicotine than men.
Why is that? Is there a difference in the way that nicotine affects people or affects the sort of addiction centers in, I presume, the brain? Is there something else that's happening? Is it about behavior, maybe?
I'm not very sure. The GATS can't answer that because it's a cross-sectional survey. So these are some of the results that we're hoping that in the coming years we'll try to unpack using other studies to dig deeper into the reasons for some of the results that we are seeing from the GATS.
There's a lot that's going on here, but I mean, it can't be, I would like to presume, it can't be because there's more cigarette advertising, because that's illegal. I mean, I know that tobacco companies do try and do other things to encourage people to smoke, or that's the accusation, they deny it. But could something else be happening? I mean, is there more peer pressure? Is there something, is it just that smoking maybe has got cheaper because more people are smoking illegally, perhaps?
So, no, we can't really. So, I would say that we can't. We've not looked at advertisement in terms of gender yet, because the GATS is a very huge survey. So we're still, you know, piecing out the results. But what we found is that even though advertisement has been banned, about 30% of our respondents said they've noticed tobacco advertising, promotion, and sponsorship, which is huge because it's supposed to be banned, right? And about 20% noticed it in stores, which is one of the things the current tobacco bill is seeking to phase out, where there will be no room to do advertisements in the places where tobacco products are sold. So we are hoping that with these results that we are going to be sharing later today, to shed more light on the importance of the bill and the need for it to be passed urgently.
Such an interesting subject. Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Catherine Egbe. I really appreciate it. Specialist scientist at the South African Medical Research Council. 24 minutes after 8.